What's up? It's time for the interview with
Oliver James,
the TikToker,
who does
music
and
nothing else. Don't.
And TikTok. What are your thoughts on TikTok?
I think TikTok is one of the... Why are you recording me? I think TikTok is a app that wastes a lot of my time.
What's your For You page like?
My For You page? Let's look. I'll actually look right now because it's mainly... I'm actually on Hunger Games TikTok. And Nicolas Cage TikTok. So just getting clips of movies, playing over Subway Surfers.
That sounds pretty awesome.
And PETA and Katniss edits.
Awesome. What's your music like?
My music? I would say it's a very like weird sound. It's okay. Like, I would say R&B, like alternative R&B, but I try to lean a lot more, less towards like the regular structure of songs, of like just like verse, pre-chorus, chorus, and then repeat. I like to have a song that just kind of like moves along like a story.
Okay, that's cool. You released... Sorry, I look, he wasn't listening, but it sounded cool. you released your last project how long ago?
August 2022, so...
Right.
Like six-ish months ago.
Yeah.
It was an album, right?
EP.
EP.
But...
Yeah. How was the process, like, writing and recording that?
Well, it all started with, like, one song. Like, I wrote Siren's Call... It was, like, the second song I wrote, mm-hmm. like, when I started music. And then, like, I, as we were, like, in the post-production, like, for that, I, like, went to Evan or Stark Outside.
Shout out
Evan, Stark Outside. And I was like, hey, I think I could actually make a project around this. Like, do you want to help me do that? And then he was like, okay. So then we did it, and then we kind of wrote it. I wrote the first song, Siren's Call, and then the end song, Under the Moon, which ended up being the title track. And then I recorded whatever all the three songs in between that in order. And then I recorded the intro in like as like a little afterthought.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, like... I really like the project because it feels very, like, put together. And it's, like, it's hard to explain. But it's, like, I love listening to projects where it feels like I can, like, see, like, what you were feeling, like, when you wrote it. Or, like, I don't know how to explain it. But it's just, like, a project that feels like an emotion.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. Yeah, thank you.
Which I appreciate listening to.
Yeah, I tried to, like, the theme, emotional theme that I have for myself, like, it is all, like, one story. I guess the theme would be, like, you know, unrequited love and, like, the loss of innocence, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, decided to try and, like, fit that into seven songs.
Right.
Like, yeah. What's your production process? Because, like, I listened to Siren's Call, and I was transformed. I was actually transformed. It was you. So good. Yeah.
Well, for that one, it was just, like, I was over at Evan's house in his little home studio, and I was like, oh, I kind of want a song that sounds like this, like, kind of, like, Kali Uchis-esque. And then he was like, okay. And then so the way we kind of made it sound all like dreamy and like that. I wanted to actually make it sound like a siren was singing in the background. Mm-hmm. So I just used a lot of like classical singing, like techniques of just like really tall vowels and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we put strings and then a lot of bass on it. And then it's very a weird song because it doesn't, even the two choruses aren't the same. It's very, like a very good like representation of how my mind works with stuff. Like I can't sit still in a song. I just have to like, even sometimes like to my detriment, I have to like keep it going in a direction.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. One thing I always wonder about how artists write their lyrics is, do the ideas kind of come to you, or do you sit down and say, I'm going to write a song about this and this is how I'm going to explain it? Like, is it like more methodical or more just like, this is how I'm feeling, this is the words I feel like I should be saying?
It's like,
or a bit of both.
It changes for like every song. Mm-hmm. Like Here With Me, the first song, was like, it was my first time writing a song, so I fully did not know what I was doing.
Right.
And then so I basically gave Evan like, I like beatboxed a beat into like this is what I want the beat to sound like, and I gave a reference song, and then we just kind of wrote it, and I just knew I wanted whatever I was singing to match the kind of beat. And then for Siren's Call, I had the concept beforehand because I love like Greek mythology. I was like, siren, I want to write about that. And so like I'd had that first, and then we had the beat, and then I kind of wrote lyrics to it, but then that like will change to for every song.
Cool. You also have played live?
I have.
Yeah. What? I
have played live.
Has that been a positive, negative experience?
Bit of both. Bit of both. Yeah. Like, when I first started was at this venue in the downtown east side, and it was like, you know, what you would expect for a first venue that accepts you to perform.
Yeah. Mm.
And then it was just my family there. And I didn't really, like, know what I was doing. I was a nervous wreck beforehand. And then Hallelujah, our friend, was like, don't be a baby. You'll be fine. It's not that deep.
That's the most Hallelujah thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, easy for you to say you've been doing this for a while. And then I performed, and it went fine. But, like, some shows have been, like, performing for, like, you know, three people, and it's like kind of hard to take yourself seriously when you're like singing for three people and two of those people are talking to each other and not listening.
Yeah.
So it just feels like karaoke sometimes, like glorified karaoke. But there's been times where I've been like, wow, this is a really cool experience. Like I haven't run into too many like I've run into a couple like bad scenarios of like these people I'm working with are not, you know, that good to work with, and they're very weird and unprofessional. Mm-hmm. Not weird in like a quirky way, weird in like a you're creepy way,
right?
But like some people, most of them, like these people I work with for Phantom Sound, her who helps run my show, and they are Sam and Colin, who run the studio and the media, are the most amazing people. They're so professional and they're so down to earth, and I encourage every artist who like doesn't know what they want out of music to shoot them a message and just kind of be like, hey, I would love to like perform at one of your open mics. They're super kind. They're super welcoming of all different types of music and all different types of people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Phantom Sound and Palm Street Studios. Highly recommend.
Yeah. My respect for artists always goes up when they start playing live, because there's a weird amount of artists who don't want to play live. But for me, it's like one of the highlights of being a musician is playing in front of people. Like, I love that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you had a song that was put on a Spotify playlist.
True, yeah, Siren's Call.
That was cool. I was like, my friend is famous, therefore I am famous.
I don't even know what I could even, like, say about that. I was at dinner with like my sister, and I just see like, I like looking at the playlists that I get added to, because a lot of them have like funny names, like I got added to one that was just called Ham. And yeah. I was like, that's cute. And then I just saw like Mood and I was like, what's this? And I saw the maker was Spotify and I was like, holy, I was about to say a bad word. I can't say that. I was about to be like, I was so taken aback. And then I was like, why? Like, I got such imposter syndrome. I was like, I like had to like, oh. After the dinner, I went on like a walk from my home. I was like, why? This shouldn't be happening. But I was grateful and excited, but also just like freaked out, you know?
No, it's a really good song. So you didn't take, like, I assume that you like pitched it to someone who then put it on a playlist, but it just kind of happened.
We released Science Call as a single in February mm-hmm. of last year, mm-hmm. and we pitched it in to a playlist, and we're like, maybe, and then it didn't, and then when we released the album, I guess that caught the attention of someone. Mm-hmm. So then that's when they listened to it, and then because we actually pitched a different song on the album, we pitched What You Want for it, because it was like, this is probably the best one for a playlist because it's fast and, you know, attention spans. Mm-hmm. But no, like the slow intro one that I didn't expect to get much traction got the traction, and I was like, okay, cool.
Well, the playlist is called Mood, right?
Yeah,
it is a moody song.
It is quite masochistic, I will say. The writing style is very masochistic.
Was that, so did you say Siren's Call was the first song that you wrote or
second.
Released? Second.
First was Here With Me.
Like ever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy.
That's cool.
Thank wow. you.
That's pretty sick.
A lot of it is because I Evan didn't like hold my hand through it, but he was definitely a big help with like
right.
putting my thoughts into like a realistic like and concrete like product. He was very patient with my like scatterbrained way of thinking about things and mm-hmm. stuff like most musicians have, and then he was super professional and super fast. Like, we got that song like once it started rolling, like I think we got like the recording done in one session in his bedroom, and it was like
right
what is that what's done is done. It didn't need much work after that. It's very simple.
Right. So did you have the song written beforehand and you just wanted Evan to help, or did you guys write it like together?
I wrote it next to him.
Right. Cool. That's so awesome.
You should play it.
Sure. We can play it. We were talking before the show about playing music in front of
we'll plug our
in
ears.
Front of artists. Yeah.
I know, it's fine. I'm willing to listen to it.
You sing along if you want.
Yeah.
I don't think we want
can
that.
Do carpool karaoke, but
not in a car.
But in a room.
And not with James Corden.
Room karaoke.
You hear that, James Corden? Who's definitely James listening Corden. Right now? I think that you're dumb.
I think that you're dumb as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's 2v1.
So what are you going to do now, James? It's your move. James.
And we're also stealing your karaoke idea.
But if you want to have me on your show, I love you. And I never said any of that.
Yeah, I hate late night hosts, but if any late night hosts are listening, invite
me. I love
me.
Late night show.
It's the best.
So original.
I like Graham Norton.
And I like that some of them are really good.
Some of them are great.
Ironically, unironically, some of them are really good.
Yeah, true.
So I hate them, but if you're listening, I love you.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's all I have to say about it.
Cool.
Do you have anything planned coming up?
Well, I'm working on a new project and some new songs that.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, you can expect. My album is a story.
Nice.
And you can expect the story to continue in another project.
Wow.
Ooh.
And take perhaps a little bit of a darker tone and darker turn.
Oh, Oliver James rapping.
That's not what I said. I don't know where you got that from.
Oliver James
country
goes from sad to mad.
Country.
Honestly, if Dolly Parton wants to be on a song, I'm a country artist and have never claimed to be anything else.
Yeah. Oliver James, Lil Nas X collab.
I love Lil Nas X.
Possibly.
I would love to collab with him. I think he is definitely, I think I'm definitely on his radar. Like, he knows who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
It's manifesting.
You probably wrote this for you, Paige. Yeah.
So, I don't know what his name is. Montero?
Montero.
Is it actually Montero?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that, because we're on first name basis.
Yeah, because you guys are best friends.
I was just testing you.
Yeah.
Well, funny you should ask me that, because we're also on first name basis. That's Montero.
Mm.
That's my friend, Montero.
Montero.
We're going to get Sundays later today.
With the snow outside?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
There's snow outside?
There is snow outside. You're on a mountain.
Did you not go outside today?
Well, we don't live on a mountain. What?
Did you not?
I saw snow, but like not
snow,
like down there. Like not down the mountain.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going to get we're going to get frozen yogurt later, and we're going to listen to Katy Perry and cry.
Teenage Dream.
But anyway, and you're not invited.
All right. Okay. That's fine. Not like I care.
Yeah. Well, there's only two like seats in the karaoke place.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can sit on the floor, but like, you can't.
You're a fake blonde.
Like, I don't want you to be that.
You're a fake blonde.
How would you know that?
Because you can't naturally get that color. And I think it's starting to seep into your brain.
I can and I did.
Oh, okay. Why didn't it translate to your eyebrows?
Because it starts at the head and like it's working its way down right now. You will learn when you grow older.
Okay.
Young one.
Triton's skipping class right now. I hope you know that. He's skipping his high school math class.
I'm not skipping. It's not. That's not true, guys. Oliver James is skipping work, probably.
I am.
Oliver James is unemployed.
Hey. Don't turn this on me. Triton promotes skipping class and drugs. He said it himself just now.
I did not say that. I promote getting a job.
Run the tape.
And vaping.
And when have I ever talked about vaping? I just promote getting frozen yogurt with your best friend. And my best friend is Lil Nas X, a.k.a. Montero, which is what I call him because he's my best friend. And we're best friends.
Mm.
And we're best friends. And he knows me because we're best friends.
Say it one more time and I'll believe you.
Me and Lil Nas X are best friends.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay, nice. I was actually lying that whole time. I don't know if you know.
What?
Yeah. he has no idea who I am.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he does.
Yeah.
I hope. Montero, if you're listening, meet me at the frozen yogurt place, and we can eat it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
The dumbest interview that's ever gone on the radio.
That's why I can't interview my friends.
I'm not your friend.
Oh wow. Okay. Fine, I'll get Montero on next.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, thanks. If you listened all this way, thanks for listening to the worst interview ever. Oliver, if you want to plug yourself,
You can follow me on Spotify at Oliver James, all lowercase, all one word, because the other ones were taken, and I don't want to be, I don't want to come up after a Fleet Foxes song, even though that's already what happens. Oh. It's fine. It's not like I care. And you can follow me on Instagram under the same name, but with an underscore and a zero for an O. If you want, you don't have to.
Where's the underscore?
At the beginning.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna play one more song. We're gonna play, and then we're gonna play. Choose a song for us to play.
Siren's Call.
Siren's Call. The hit.
Fly.
The number one hit. Okay. And we're gonna play Fly by Oliver James.
And okay. Mayberry Jam. He's the guitarist.
Thanks
on
for tuning in. Yes, and he's in my band now.
He's in your band now?
Yeah.
What happened to your other one?
He left us. He went to Korea to be in the army.
Oh.
And I wish I was joking. I know that sounds like a joke, but it's not. Well, it's not a joke. Nobody believes me.
No, I believe you because he probably just turned 18, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's...
Yeah.
Damn.
Military service. Say hi to the BTS boys who are also in the army right now.
Yeah, I told him if he sees BTS, he needs to go and like talk smack to them.
Yeah.
Be like,
do you think they're on their own squadron?
Suck.
Like their own like elite task force?
They're on like, I think they just like entertain the troops.
No, I think they're actually like commit most heinous war crimes.
Oh. Why?
I don't know.
Just why would they do that?
See the headline.
Oh, BTS.
Jimin.
BTS drone strike.
Jimin commands drone strike.
Okay, I'm going to end the interview now.
Okay.
Thanks, Oliver, for coming.
You let me talk for too long.
Listen to his music. And don't listen to BTS. Okay, goodbye.
Who you choosing? You're too fine, just keep that body moving.
listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Radio Rewind.